and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel continued military operations in central Gaza on Friday. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Palestinian health officials say overnight Israeli strikes in central Gaza killed at least 18 people, including children, a day after 33 were killed at a United Nations-run school sheltering displaced Palestinian families. The officials explain the strikes hit the Nusrat and Maghazi refugee camps and nearby towns. Four children and one woman were among those killed, as well as the mayor of the Nusrat municipality, according to hospital records. Israel's army says its troops had killed dozens of militants, located tunnel shafts, and destroyed infrastructure in the area. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The U.S.-built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shelley Adler.
Israel says it has rescued four hostages who were kidnapped in a Hamas-led attack on October 7th. It is the largest such hostage recovery operation since the war with Hamas began in Gaza. The hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nusrat. The rescue comes as international pressure mounts on Israel to limit civilian bloodshed in its war in Gaza, which reached its eighth month on Friday. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former NASA astronaut William Anders has died in a plane crash in the U.S. state of Washington. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Retired Major General William Anders, the former Apollo 8 astronaut who took the iconic Earthrise photo showing the planet as a shadowed blue marble from space in 1968, was killed Friday in a plane crash. Anders was piloting alone when his older model Beech A-45 plummeted into the waters off the San Juan Islands in Washington State. He was 90. His son, Greg Anders, confirmed the death to the Associated Press. The National Transportation Safety Board and FAA are investigating. I'm Norman Hall.
The Danish Prime Minister's office says the premier is suffering a minor whiplash, but is otherwise fine after a man assaulted her in central Copenhagen. Police confirmed on Friday that, quote, there has been an incident with Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and that a 39-year-old man was arrested. Frederiksen was rushed to a hospital for a checkup soon after, and though unharmed, she says, quote, she was, quote, shaken by the incident, according to her office. The suspect is set to appear Saturday in a pretrial custody hearing. Two eyewitnesses told a local tabloid they saw a man walking toward Frederiksen and then, quote, pushing her hard on the shoulder so she was shoved aside. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is seeking to liquidate his assets to help pay a massive damage award to Sandy Hook massacre families. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Alt-right talk show host Alex Jones is asking a Texas bankruptcy court to convert his Chapter 11 reorganization into a Chapter 7 liquidation to help raise money for the $1.5 billion he's been ordered to pay to Connecticut families who sued Jones for defamation. Jones had claimed the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre that killed 26 people in 2012 was a hoax. Jones has about $9 million in assets, and his Free Speech Systems company had about $4 million cash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A court in Moscow has ordered that a French citizen accused of collecting information on military issues in Russia be held in pretrial custody. Laurent Vanashir was arrested in the Russian capital on Thursday. Tensions have flared between Moscow and Paris following French President Emmanuel Macron's statements about the possibility of deploying the country's troops in Ukraine. The authorities accused Vanashir of failing to register as a foreign agent while collecting information about Russia's military and military technical activities. Under Russian law, it is a criminal offense punishable by up to 5 years in prison. This and other legislation adopted lately has been widely criticized by rights advocates as a tool for the Kremlin to crack down on dissent. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.